would like to talk today about expectations. I've always called them ideals, and I guess they kind of work hand in hand, but ideals, expectations, things like that are a disease that we all need to try to rid ourselves from, both in people and in life in general. We all have them. Think about what you expect from today. Think about what you expect from tomorrow. Think about your ideal next couple months, your ideal in the next few years. What are you expecting in all those times? Those thoughts are terrible things. And that might sound weird, but what are our expectations and ideals? It's pretty much us focused, right? Even if your ideals or your expectations are to go serve in a third world country for the next 2 years, well, that's great, but still, you're kind of making your own plans. And we should plan, and we should prepare for the future and things like that. But we also aren't to worry about them. We also aren't to be setting our needs, our desires above what Christ has. The only thing we should be expecting is full assurance of eternal life in Christ when we die, and expect persecution, but help through persecution through Christ. It's a really tough thing to focus on, but like as soon as you're done listening to this, turn off your radio, turn off your phone, whatever you got to do to not be distracted, and just pray. And say, ask the Lord to just give you a mindset on himself and like himself, and really have no other desires but Christ and to glorify him in everything that you do. If that sounds way too foreign to you, well, then you need to be in constant fellowship. You need to be reading your Bible a lot more. There's just a lot that needs to happen, because that shouldn't sound foreign. That should be the desire of your heart, because this is the most important thing in life. Everything that you could ever wish for in this life means nothing if it's not Christ-centered and Christ-focused. And if you don't believe what I'm saying, well, then that's a whole other problem, and we should definitely talk still, because we are commanded, and we should be rejoicing in ways of God, and Christ says, my burden is light. What does that entail? That there is a burden. There's a burden about being a Christian. There's a continual stress. There's a pain. There's a much deeper thought process, and just a lot more going on in our minds than that of the world. The world is concerned about themselves, and, you know, even the deep thinkers or the people who are good, genuinely good people in the world, they're still just focused on the world stuff. They're trying to stop world hunger and create world peace and all good things, but it's all in vain. It really means nothing in the end. I mean, start thinking with that eternal perspective that all this means nothing without Christ. Be working with that eternal perspective of I'm going to be face to face with God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that's the stuff that matters. Do things that are results in eternity. Sharing Christ with others, because we want to see everyone, as many people as we can there, be living in such a way that is glorifying and possibly the only example of Jesus to some people. Always be thinking bigger than yourself. Always be considering yourself last. Always be growing in your knowledge and your faith. Always just loving others through action. Don't expect to feel something all the time. Love them through action, period. If you're too hurt by people's actions, if you get too overwhelmed by the things, how have you been wronged, then your expectations are too high of people. And I've said that before, but I will continue to say it because it's really easy for us to forget. The world, whenever it can, will chew you up and spit you out, but Christ will pick you up and has picked us up, and we already are victors. So let's live as if we've won, because we have won. Pick your favorite sport, your favorite team, whatever you want to think of this as, but pretend you go into a match and you've been told you're already going to win, you know, a prediction of the future, that you've won this game. And that doesn't mean you can go home and sit down and be like, all right, good, cool, I've won, I'm done. No, you still have to go and fight. You still have to fight to win. You know, you might get knocked down a few times. You're probably going to hurt something. You're going to leave bruised, and you're going to be sore the next day. But you've already won, so you can play that game. You can fight that fight with full assurance that you've already won. That's how we should be living this life. We're still fighting and striving and trying to take as many people with us. Because if we truly believe that this stuff is real, then we better be sharing, or we don't love anybody. So I love you guys. And turn off whatever you got to turn off right when this is finished, and pray. Pray for the mindset of Christ. Pray for that eternal perspective that we should all have.